From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Dutch political parties are preparing Thursday to start what will likely be a long process of coalition talks. Prime Minister Mark Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy easily won national elections Wednesday, defying polls that suggested a close race with anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders' party. Jesse Klaver is the leader of the Dutch Green Party.
First of all, I think the rise of populism has stopped. Okay, Geert Wilders, he has won a couple of seats in parliament, but it was not the victory he was hoping for and the right-wing parties all over Europe were hoping for. So I think this is the first win for everyone.
Rutte's party is expected to take 32 of 150 seats, far ahead of any party, including Wilders. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he's willing to accept the fairly dramatic cuts President Donald Trump is proposing. He added, the level of government spending seen last year is simply unsustainable. The White House's America First budget proposal aims to boost defense spending and offset the increase with steep cuts in funding for the State Department, foreign aid programs, and the Environmental Protection Agency. The State Department would see more than one quarter of its funds stripped away. President Trump says he will soon produce evidence that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his Trump Tower in New York in the weeks before last November's election. Late Wednesday, Mr. Trump told Fox News his administration will be submitting things to the panel and that he will be speaking about it next week. Top leaders of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee say Trump's allegation is unfounded. This is VOA.